No matter where in the world you're from, food and drink really do have a way of bringing people together. But eating and drinking isn't just something we enjoy and enjoy together. It is, of course, a matter of life and death. And on that, the Bible says something very interesting. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. In other words, there is more to life than eating and drinking, more to life than natural needs and wants. And maybe that doesn't come as a surprise. We all come to a meal hungry, but before long are hungry again. And a hunger for love, significance, and happiness is a universal human experience. And yet it's equally true that our emptiness is never filled. Jesus once met with a woman who had been married 5 times and was currently with man number 6. She had yet to find what she was looking for. And having come to draw water from a well, Jesus says to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." To someone whose life had become a desert, Jesus promises water that will never run dry. Water that fills our emptiness to overflowing so that we never thirst again. The problem, says the Bible, is that we are too easily pleased. We hunger and thirst, but never think of looking to the one who made us, who really can satisfy our souls. The Bible says we have walked out on God and are now so far from him that we can't find our way back. But Jesus came into the world to bring us back to God. On the cross, Jesus died for our sins and 3 days later rose from the dead. It was the turning point for an empty, dying world, and to everyone, Jesus now offers life. Life so full, so real, so satisfying, that it is called eternal life. Life that not even death itself can destroy. Indeed, it is nothing less than knowing God himself. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.